Mark chapter 9 in your Bibles this morning. Mark chapter 9. We'll begin reading in verse 17. One of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit. Wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth, and gnashes with his teeth, and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. He answered him and saith, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. And they brought him unto him. And when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him, and he fell on the ground, and he wallowed foaming. And he asked his father, how long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, of a child. And oftentimes it has cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. And Jesus saith unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more into him. And the spirit cried and rent him sore and came out of him. And he was as one dead, insomuch that many said, he's dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he was coming to the house, his disciples asked him privately, why could not we cast him out? And he said unto them, this kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. When Harmon Killebrew entered the Baseball Hall of Fame, one of the things that was really on his mind was his daddy. Harmon was a big, strong home run hitter. His slugging percentage was way up there. But he stood with tears that day and said, my father was used to play with me and my brother in the yard. Mother would come out of the house and she would say, you're tearing up the grass. My dad would stop and say, we're not raising grass, Mom. We're raising boys. Great dad. Each of us should have great appreciation for our fathers. When a group of men get together, we talk a lot about different things. Most of the time, our dads come up. And we have great love and appreciation for our daddies. Fathers are not perfect, but they are very important. It's fascinating to me that when God wanted to put himself in perspective in terms all of us could understand, he said, I will be to them a father. And you will be my sons and my daughters. When he taught us to pray, he said, our Father which art in heaven. Clyde Naramore said, every child's idea of God is what they see in their father. The only father they know is the one that lives with them. Every father is under tremendous responsibility to succeed at being a dad. T. Barry Brazelton, former chief of development at Children's Hospital in Boston, said this, of all human relationships, the bond between father and child is one of the most powerful and complex. I love the statement by Walter McPeak. Even though he may be a senator, a governor, a president of a college, or a top industrialist, a man just might make his most significant contribution to America by the kind of unsung job he does in the home as a father. And ladies and gentlemen, that is true. The text this morning took place immediately after the Mount of Transfiguration. Jesus had taken Peter, James, and John to the top of a mountain and was there transfigured. His face shone as heaven's touch was upon it. And a father spoke from heaven and said, "This is my beloved son." And Jesus talked to Moses and to Elijah. And Peter said, "Let's build three tabernacles and stay here." But Jesus said, "No, there's work to be done down below." And down below was a little boy that needed help. If the church service can be compared to the Mount of Transfiguration, the real work is done down below. Outside these doors, people are hurting. And the true ministry of this church is not lived in here. It's lived out there in our homes and on our jobs. We really don't know much about the Father in our story. We don't know His name. We don't know what He did for a living. We don't know what He looked like. Maybe He was a single father. What we do know is He was a good daddy with a big problem. His son was possessed with a demon, an evil spirit that kept him from communicating. It constantly tore at his body and controlled him. This evil spirit would throw his son down. He would foam at his mouth. He would become rigid, and then he would go into convulsions. The Lord said, "How long has this been happening?" The Lord knew. The daddy said, "From a child." And sometimes he would fall into the fire, and he would fall into the water, and see all the scars, Lord? Here is a daddy that has been a long time hurting with that boy. And if I can bridge the gap from that story to us, many of us have been a long time hurting for one of our children. At times it doesn't seem like we can go on. But here's some help for all of us from this story. First of all, this father was a man of faith. The first time we meet him, he's on his knees. His cheeks are wet with tears. He's pleading with Jesus in prayer. And that is where every dad should be today, in the presence of God with your family. He was willing to identify with Christ, but he was also struggling with his faith. Here is a dad who has tried everything with his son through the years, and nothing has worked. And now he stands before Jesus. He knows that Jesus is powerful, but he also knows his boy. And Jesus said unto him, "If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth." And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, "Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief." Lord, I believe, but it's so hard. I've been disappointed so many times and nothing has worked. So Lord, help me to have faith. Saying you have faith in God doesn't mean that you never doubt. Sometimes for dads, our faith is weak and it wavers. We need to bow before God and say, oh God, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. I am weak. I have wrestled with this pain for so long. I don't know what to do. Please help me. My faith is not perfect, but Lord, I believe. Second of all, this father put his son first in his life. Here's a boy that was sick in a very primitive medical society. His dad could have taken the attitude, there's nothing I can do, and he could have walked away from it. And his son would not have lasted very long. But this dad would not let his boy go. Do I talk to any of you this morning? You've prayed. You've cried until you can't cry anymore. You don't know what to do. This dad was like that. And one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit. Lord, I'm bringing my boy to you. His dad took the lead in bringing his boy to Jesus. Third, this father's faith was rewarded. When Jesus saw the people come running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more into him. The boy was laying there still and rigid, and the people said, you've killed him. You may have gotten rid of the demon, but you've killed the boy. Jesus leaned over, took him by the hand, and lifted him up. He gave him to his daddy. Let's picture this story 20 years later. We walk into a synagogue and we sit down. Sitting next to us is a fine-looking young man, his wife, his kids. He sings the songs. He's reverent. He holds his wife's hand. The children are well behaved. After the service, we introduce ourselves to the young man. I just want to commend you on your family. He looks at you and says, well, thank you, but I owe it all to my daddy. I wasn't always this way. I don't know what happened, but sometime early in my life, a demon entered my body. He almost destroyed my life and my family's life. But my daddy never gave up. And one day, he took me to Jesus and made my life right again. I've never been the same. I'm thankful for my life. I'm thankful for my wife. I'm thankful for my children. And I owe it all to my daddy. I close with this. Walk a little plainer, daddy, said a little boy so frail. I'm following in your footsteps, and I don't want to fail. Sometimes your steps are very plain. Sometimes they're hard to see. So walk a little plainer, daddy, for you're leading me. I know that once you walked this way many years ago, and what you did along this way, I'd really like to know. For sometimes when I'm tempted, I don't know what to do. So walk a little plainer, daddy, for I must follow you. Someday when I'm grown, you are like I want to be. Then I will have a little boy who will want to follow me. And I would want to lead him right, to help him to be true. So walk a little plainer, Daddy, for we must follow you. Look deep inside your soul as a daddy this morning. Do you like what you see? If not, there's a place of repentance up here where you can come and say, "Oh God, help me." Maybe some of you had a good daddy that led you right. And maybe you ought to come to the altar this morning and say, "Oh God, thank you for my daddy. He wasn't perfect, but he led me right." Let's bow our heads. Father, we thank you for this story of this daddy and this little boy and how you made a difference in their life because this daddy was willing to do the right things. Father, thank you for our daddies. Thank you for them leading us in the right way. Dear Father, I ask that you might speak to daddy's hearts this morning, that they would realize that they need you more than they need anything. And dear Father, that first of all, they need to be saved. They need to have you as their heavenly Father. Father, we understand. We don't go to heaven because we're good. And we don't go to hell because we're bad. We go to heaven because we accept your Son as personal Savior. And we go to hell because we reject your Son as personal Savior. So, Father, help us to accept Jesus. Help us to be thankful for the good things that you have given to us in our life. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's stand, ladies and gentlemen.